Welcome to Morgan Lewis Podcast Central, Dateline, December 10th, 2014. This is a podcast production of Morgan Lewis's Labor and Employment Law Flash. 9-0 Supreme Court, security screening time not compensable under FLSA. The court reversed the Ninth Circuit's decision and found that waiting for and passing through security screening is neither employee's principal activity nor integral and indispensable to their duties. Now, on to the podcast. On December 9th, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a landmark 9-0 decision holding that employees' time spent waiting for and undergoing security screening after their shifts have ended is not compensable under the Fair Labor Standard Act, FLSA, reversing the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit's decision, and consistent with the Department of Labor's position and decisions from the Second and Eleventh Circuits. The court held that security screening was neither a principal activity that the workers were employed to perform nor integral and indispensable to their principal activities. In so holding, the court for the first time defined what it means for a preliminary or postliminary activity to be integral and indispensable, invoking the ordinary sense of these words. The court held that for such activities to be compensable, they must be an intrinsic element of the principal activities that an employee is employed to perform, and one with which the employee cannot dispense if he is to perform his principal activities. This decision should effectively end the onslaught of similar claims filed against a variety of companies across the United States that assert causes of action under the FLSA relating to security screening and bag checks, although claims under some states' laws could potentially remain. Furthermore, the court's sweeping declaration that pre- or post-liminary activities are compensable only if they are an intrinsic element of an employee's principal job duties is likely to have a broad impact on litigation involving other types of pre- or post-liminary activities. Integrity Staffing Solutions, Incorporated versus Busk. Plaintiffs Jesse Busk and Lori Castro worked for Integrity Staffing Solutions, Incorporated, Integrity, which provides warehouse staffing at various Amazon.com fulfillment centers throughout the United States. The plaintiffs had worked as Integrity employees at Amazon fulfillment centers in Nevada. Their responsibilities were to retrieve products from shelves and package them for delivery to Amazon customers. The plaintiffs allege that they were required to undergo anti-theft security screening after clocking out from their shifts, both before taking their lunch breaks and before leaving at the end of the day. They claim that they and similarly situated workers were entitled to be paid for this time under the FLSA and Nevada state law. The District Court for the District of Nevada dismissed the plaintiff's complaint for failure to state a claim, finding that waiting for and undergoing security screening was not an integral and indispensable part of the plaintiff's principal job activities. The Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit reversed in relevant part, finding that the plaintiffs had adequately stated a claim. The Ninth Circuit held that post-liminary activities are integral and indispensable, and therefore compensable under the FLSA, if they are necessary to the principal work performed and done for the benefit of the employer. The Ninth Circuit concluded that because the alleged purpose of the security screenings was to prevent employee theft, they were necessary to the employee's primary work and done for Integrity's benefit, and therefore could be compensable under the FLSA. What followed was a rash of copycat cases filed across the country, but especially within the Ninth Circuit against Amazon and a host of other employers that maintained security clearance procedures. The Supreme Court now has unanimously reversed the Ninth Circuit's decision. In an opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas, the court first explained that the Portal to Portal Act amendment to the FLSA was a swift response by Congress to the flood of litigation that had been provoked by a prior overly broad judicial interpretation of the FLSA, in disregard of long-established customs, practices, and contracts between employers and employees. The court then addressed the exemption at issue, that activities which are preliminary to or postliminary to the principal activity or activities which an employee is employed to perform are not compensable under the FLSA. Interpreting and applying that exemption, the court reasoned that the words integral and indispensable are to be used in their ordinary sense, announcing for the first time a clear test for what is integral and indispensable. An activity is therefore integral and indispensable to the principal activities that an employee is employed to perform if it is an intrinsic element of those activities, and one with which the employee cannot dispense if he is to perform his principal activities. Citing dictionary definitions, the court explained that the activity must be one that belongs to or makes up an integral whole, that is specifically necessary to the completeness or integrity of the whole. The court distinguished from activities that are an adjunct or appendage to the primary job responsibilities. The security screenings at issue were not the principal activity or activities which the employee is employed to perform because the company Integrity did not employ its workers to undergo security screenings, but to retrieve products from warehouse shelves and package those products for shipment to Amazon customers. The security screenings at issue were also not integral and indispensable to the plaintiff's principal duties. The court held that the screenings were not an intrinsic element of retrieving products from the warehouse shelves or packaging them for shipment, and Integrity could have eliminated the screenings altogether without impairing the employee's ability to complete the work. The Court of Appeals erred by focusing on whether an employer required a particular activity. If the test could be satisfied merely by the fact that an employer required an activity, it would sweep into principal activities, the very activities that the Portal to Portal Act was designed to address. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justice Elena Kagan, entered a concurring opinion to state her honor's understanding that, one, the security screening activities were not principal activities that the employees were employed to perform, because such activity was not itself work of consequence that the employees performed for their employer, but rather was essentially part of the ingress and egress process. And two, the security screenings activities were not integral and indispensable, because the employees could skip the screenings altogether without the safety or effectiveness of their principal activities being substantially impaired. Implications. Busk should effectively end the wave of FLSA litigation triggered by the Ninth Circuit's opinion, not only as to Integrity, Amazon, and related defendants, but also against other employers that conduct employee security screening or bag checks, for example, in the retail store setting. Such an end may not necessarily be complete, as plaintiffs' lawyers will continue to argue that certain states' laws do not follow the FLSA on this issue. Further developments in this space will clarify whether and to what extent any similar state law claims may survive post-Busk. The court's decision also will extend beyond cases that involve security clearances. It will become a focal point of all litigation that addresses whether preliminary and post-preliminary activities are compensable under the FLSA. By defining an integral and indispensable activity as one that is an intrinsic element of the employee's principal activity, with which the employee cannot dispense if he is to perform his principal activities, the court has provided litigants in lower courts with a clearer standard by which to measure whether activities such as booting up a computer, entering a password, or logging into a handheld device to download work assignments remotely are compensable under the FLSA. If you have any questions or would like more information on the topics addressed in this podcast, please contact a Morgan Lewis attorney at morganlewis.com. This podcast is provided as a general informational service to clients and friends of Morgan Lewis & Bockius, LLP. It should not be construed as and does not constitute legal advice on any specific matter, nor does this message create an attorney-client relationship. These materials may be considered attorney advertising in some states. Please note that any prior results discussed in the material do not guarantee similar outcomes. Read more about Morgan Lewis and its market-leading labor and employment practice at morganlewis.com/labor.